Yes, well, as you probably know, the Afrobarometer is an African-led network of social scientists that does regular public opinion surveys now in 35 African countries. The survey in Mali was a special effort at the end of 2013 to try and assess the state of public opinion in the aftermath of the very difficult year that Mali had had in 2012. What we found was that there had been a considerable shift in the public mood, whereas at the end of December 2012, 75% of Malians thought the country was going in the wrong direction. By December 2013, 67%, or two-thirds, now thought that the country was going in the right direction. And remarkably, in the north of the country, even higher proportions thought that the country was going in the right direction. So basically, there's been a rebirth of optimism in Mali. And we can talk about the reasons why that might be.
So let's go into the reasons why they seem to be enthusiastic about the prospect of the country's progress or the direction of their country.
Well, one of the main factors is safety and security. About 60% of Malians now think that the country as a whole is safe and secure. This contrasts very strongly with the way they felt at the end of 2012, when only 17% thought the country was safe and secure. It should be noted, however, that people in the north are much more cautious. Only 44% think the country is safe and secure. And when we ask people what they think the most important problem is that facing the country that the government should address, more people say political instability than mention any other factor. The factor that they mention second, however, and this is throughout the country, is food insecurity.
What were some of their significant concerns, apart from the food security, concerning the influx of other nationals or unsavory characters that usually come to the country to cause chaos and destabilize that particular region?
Yes. Well, when we asked about the causes of the conflict or the crisis in Mali, people were quite clear that they felt that the blame rested with foreign insurgents. They also mentioned other factors, such as the weakness of the state and the corruption of the previous government. They also raised the issue of drug trafficking, and they said both ethnic rebels and religious jihadists were involved in this drug trade. Those were the kinds of things that they attributed the conflict to.
How enthusiastic were they about the government they elected and how the government has outlined plans to help them to strengthen the country, stabilize the country, and ensure that the people benefit from the policy direction of the country?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's another very important factor in explaining this uptick in the public mood. People also attributed their positive feelings about the country's direction to the high quality of the elections that were held in 2013. There was a presidential election in July 2013 in which IBK came in, and there was a parliamentary election in December 2013. In quite an extraordinary finding, 83% of Malians said that they thought that the presidential election was completely free and fair. This is the highest level of approval for an election that we've ever found in the Afrobarometer, compared to less than 50% in other African countries, and compared even to the 74% of Senegalese who said that their most recent election was completely free and fair. So obviously Malians felt that the election went very well. They were pleased that there was a restoration of a democratic government. And for the moment at least, they are hopeful that the newly elected government will address some of the most important problems that I mentioned earlier.
What were your overall impression, or Afrobarometer's overall impression, about the survey in Mali?
The key finding is that there is this U-turn in the public mood. Let me just say a little bit more about people's estimation of whether peace will hold within the country. Again, people are reasonably positive on this score. 65% think that they think that a peace agreement will be able to hold, but 35% are still cautious. They're still negative, and they wonder whether the government is going to be able to reach a lasting peace agreement with the assortment of rebel groups and insurgents that it faces. I think most people are agreed that development is not possible without peace, and that peace is the highest priority for the new government to address.